I wish I could take the time to explain my life. Well, here's a record of it. Deemed classified. Everyone wants to know what the fuck's been going on in this world. And I've been sitting on a mountain just making the world twirl. Like a basketball, like I'm a globetrotter. But man, I'm telling you, this life is no harder or no less difficult than the soldiers that are fighting for us. Yet they can't get money. But we're sitting here fighting for a force that won't exist if no one's there to experience it. Are you trying to say that you can't experience shit without a little bit of conflict? You can't handle this shit? I'll never understand how you want peace, yet war brings it. How you want new babies, but no one's gonna breed them. No one can afford to live in the system that we live in. It's wicked and it's controlled by white politicians. I ain't gotta go hard. There's plenty of people who can rap. But I'm the only one who wants to put guns in your hands and watch you clap. Not like an applause, I'm talking automatic gunfire or a mad minute, suppressive fire to the next guy trying to get his clip in it. See, we're poorly trained and poorly organized. You spend your monies on rims, white bitches, and rides. I'm trying to get you to pay for some time in a training class out in the 9. Or maybe turn it upside down and turn it into a 6. But as long as you don't come out shooting like a bitch. Look, if you don't know tactics, you're going to lose this war. If you can't shoot straight, you better not play no more. This isn't Call of Duty. And ain't nobody playing. All that motherfucking praying and spraying ain't going to land. We're talking about Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Ones. Talking about motherfuckers with 8Ks and loud guns. But once you get to the mental state of being a soldier, you don't care about losing because you know it's never over. The marathon continues, and that's what Nipsey said. Even if you get shot dead, then the next man will pick up your gun and lay lead. Look, I'm not trying to be negative, but I see a path coming. If you don't prepare for it, you're going to be losing. Your stomach's going to be empty, and your mom's going to be crying. It's feast or famine. It's war and peace. It's the end times. Just please trust me.